We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Kelly in Eastern Maryland. What's going on, Kelly? Good morning.
Good morning. Can I just please first start out this by saying you are the best part of my day?
Oh, wow. Oh, that is so sweet, Kelly. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for your husband. If you're married. I don't know if you're married.
I am. So my first husband, this is a second marriage and the greatest decision I ever made. My husband right now is an angel because he deals with me. But when I got married the first time, talking about last names, yep. I was like, I am not going to take Golzinski as my last name.
What was it? Skazinski?
Golzinski.
Golzinski. Golzinski. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, and my last name is Flanagan.
Yeah. I mean, that's traditional.
Well, and I said, listen, if we're going to get married, can we talk about the last names? And he was like, yeah, I'll take yours.
Wow.
Okay.
Man, look at him.
Now, after the divorce, did he keep it or did he go back to his original last name?
He hyphenated it.
Wow. So he's a hyphen guy.
Yeah, what?
He's a Golzinski Flanagan.
I don't like the hyphen guy.
Yeah, the guy needs to be straightened out a little bit here. Now, I mean, come on. I mean, he is a man, right?
Yes.
Well, maybe he's not.
Well, I mean, listen, it's a very sweet gesture in
your small balls.
Very sweet gesture in your eyes, and I would be appreciative if I were you. It's just, you know, from our perspective, it's like it's not something, you know, we would do. We're more, you know, this is our toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
coming
out. Yeah, but I mean, Giannotti, that's a beautiful last name.
Thank you so much.
And Boomer, I'm obviously you don't remember, but I adopted a Bengal cat, and his name is Boomer Julius Esiason Flanagan.
Oh, there we go. Very nice, Kelly.
That's acceptable.
Yes,
a cat can have a hyphen in its name.
Yes.
A human man.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome, Kelly, and I'm glad that you're happy, and I'm glad that we can contribute to your happiness in the morning, and I'm happy you called this morning.
Yeah, you made our day.
Yeah.
You made my day. Thank you so much.
All right, Kelly. See you later.
That's funny. All these women calling in this morning.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that's fine.
And not screaming about the Yankees.
No. Chauncey in Utica might be. What's going on, Chauncey?
Oh, Jill, my man.
What's up, Chauncey?
Well, Pastor Damas?
Yes, sir.
You guys brighten up my life, too. It's hard to follow up the girls' calls, but... But listen, you guys both, Boom, I agree with you. Gio, I agree with you, too, because it's sometimes what the Yankee fan feels or needs to hear. Or, you know, I was talking to Fleegs, and I was like, Boom's just got to throw the, you know, the fans a bone, something. You know, it's NARP Nation. I mean, you got to get, you know, just, I mean.
You want some red meat, man. That's what you want.
Some red, you know what I mean? Boom, something. Jack Astry, that's the mental errors. I mean, that should be a stat. You know, all the stats we got in the baseball, I mean, this is what drives the fans crazy. And Boom, it just sits there, and it's like, yeah, I know we tell Jazz down the tunnel, and he talk, and I know we don't see what goes behind, but it's like, man, how much time? But what do you got to see? You know, over and over, I'm watching the game this weekend, and it's like, I'm getting so frustrated. It's like, why am I getting so frustrated? You know, I'm diehard. I've been, you know,
frustrated
all my life.
Because you believe in your team, and you want another World Series, and you guys have got more World Series than everybody else, and you want them to win, and especially with the amount of money that they're spending.
Just not knowing what's going on in the outs. But I wish you guys did do the golf. And, you know, I know the Football Monday, you could have had Stugatz and Sims filling, and then you guys could have did your thing down there. It would have been great.
Yeah, well, we were not going to miss the Monday show, and thanks, Chauncey, for the call.
I just want to say one thing. You know, Bill Parcells was the ultimate alpha male coach. In your face, busting your balls. I mean, just, and Phil Simms will tell you this.
Yep.
Over and over and over again. And if you couldn't handle it, you're not playing for him. And he had different roles for different guys. You know, I remember Bill Belichick telling, I think Phil told the story on the air, that Bill Belichick told Bill Parcells that Lawrence Taylor was late for a meeting the night before a game. And Bill Parcells' response to Bill Belichick was, why did you have the meeting? You know, so in other words, he understood greatness when he saw it, and you have to deal with different people different ways. But he was a taskmaster. He was a hardcore coach. He was like our high school coaches.
Sure.
I'm telling you guys, this day and age, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. The players are different. The mindset is different. And, you know, I've had to come all the way around, you know, 180 degrees on this.
Yeah, I know. And especially in baseball. I mean, football is a different situation. You could be a little bit more of a hard ass, you know, in football. But, you know, I just, with baseball, especially, so many games, you're with these guys forever. You know, and a lot of these players, they're more sensitive than they ever were in your era, and they need to feel like
that's what I'm saying.
They need to feel like the manager or the coach has their back at all times.
And plus, they're making so much money now that, you know, you don't want to lose the guy. You don't want to lose the guy. Also, that's another part of all this. And I would just say that you have a captain on your team for a reason. And he has embraced that role. It's the same thing in hockey. If you're a captain, or if you're a captain in football, which there's like nine of them, you know, and that's usually the player council that sits down with the coach if there's a problem. You know, so I'm sure that if, you know, the Jets or the Giants get off to an 0-3 start or something like that, player council meeting immediately with the coach, and the coach saying, okay, guys, this is what's going on, and this is why we're losing, and this needs to be fixed. Now, there's only 17 games in the NFL season. A little bit easier for a coach to do that with a player council. Unfortunately, you know, Aaron Judge is not playing. He's hurt. He is the captain. You want to talk about part of being that captain is you don't always have to talk. You got to lead by example. And it's hard to do that when you're sitting on the bench and you're not playing because you're on the injured list. But I'm sure that Derek Jeter at times may have said a word or two to another player, but I don't think it's condescending. I think it's uplifting. And I think, I'm sure that Aaron Judge has sat with, you know, with Volpe. I'm sure he has sat with him and said, hey, look, man, we all go through it. You're going to get booed at home. Don't worry about it. I've been booed, and look at my career, you know, and I think that's how Aaron Judge leads. But that's the guy that, you know, is just as important to the leadership of the team as the manager.